Good evening. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Mottville Planning and Zoning Commission. If you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Secretary, can you do the roll call, please?
Okay. Commissioner Longton?
Here.
Commissioner Terry?
Here.
Commissioner Gillette?
Sir.
Commissioner Pike?
Here.
And Commissioner Desard, I am here. Okay. Commissioner Pinas?
Here.
Commissioner Kovalik?
Here.
Commissioner Sumners?
Here.
And Chairperson Lundy?
Here.
Oh, we got 100%.
Okay. We are not seating any alternates this evening. Are there any additions or changes to the agenda? None. Okay. Next is approval of the minutes from the July 22nd, 2025 regular meeting. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Okay. First and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining?
One.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Longton abstains. And the minutes are approved. Next on the agenda are remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda. So at this point, we invite anyone that has comments not related to something that is already on the agenda to come forward to the podium and make comment if you so choose. Okay, hearing none, seeing no movement. We'll move on to item 7. This evening, we have a public hearing for 25 sub 4, 257 Chesterfield Road. It's 029-066-000 for a four-lot re-subdivision. The owner is Zachary Cash. The applicant is Michael DeSottles. The application was submitted in June, and we opened a public hearing during our July meeting. This evening, let's see. So we're continuing. This is a continuation of the public hearing from last week. An extension was granted by the applicant to September 23rd. I do need a motion. Thank you. Sorry. So the applicant is here this evening and would like to make a presentation. So feel free to.
Meredith Badaluca for the record. This is a proposed four-lot re-subdivision with a 10.47 acre area to be combined with an existing lot known as 237 Chesterfield Road, which is owned by the applicant, Mike Desitels. This is to correct a map that was filed on the land records, map numbers 2938 through 2940. They were filed June 10th, 2024, which created a one additional lot that was conveyed from Zachary Cash to Michael Desitels. This subdivision was done without the approval of this commission. Therefore, it's not a legal subdivision of land. So the applicant has come before us with this application to correct that map that was filed. The property in question is located in the R80 zoning district, and one of the four proposed lots is an interior lot, which requires a lot area and a front yard setback equal to at least 1.5 times the minimum for the zoning district. Interior lots also shall have a 25-foot wide access strip and be accessed via a shared driveway as indicated in zoning regulation 4.11.4. And this application does provide for that. The parcel also contains wetlands, therefore the applicant is required to submit an application to the Inland Wetlands Commission per subdivision regulation 3.4.2. The Inland Wetlands Commission voted on May 15th to forward a favorable report to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and that letter is part of this file. For subdivision regulation 4.7.2, the WPCA has provided a written statement dated July 10th, 2025 that municipal sewer is available for the subdivision. They will provide further comment once detailed plans are submitted to them for their review. Per subdivision section 4.7.4, the applicant's required to provide drainage easement for the town attorney to review and approve. The town attorney and the applicant have been going back and forth on the drainage easements. The area has changed, so the applicant has revised the drainage easement and sent it off to the town, to us, to send to the town attorney today for another review. The town attorney has requested also a certificate of title for review and approval, and the applicant's attorney is currently working on that request. The zoning regulation section 4.11.41 requires that a shared driveway agreement be reviewed and approved by the town attorney. The applicant has provided a copy of that, and we are waiting on the town attorney to review and approve that document. Those are the only two outstanding staff technical review comments that are pending. There are agency comments or other staff department comments that are pending from the town engineer, from the public works director, and from the town attorney for those two documents that I just spoke of. As there are outstanding staff comments that need to be addressed by the applicant did grant an extension today to the September 23rd, 2025 meeting in order to address these outstanding comments, and a copy of that extension is in the file. At this time, I will turn it over to Brian Florick for the applicant.
Is this on?
Easel behind you, if that would be.
It'd be easier to see if it was there.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Did it all put together right? Is it on? Okay, all right, very good. So Brian Florick, Florick Surveying LLC, Waterford, Connecticut, representing Mike Desatel, 257 Chesterfield Road. As Meredith stated, this is a resubdivision. It is a four-lot resubdivision, three regular lots with one interior lot. All zoning regulations have been met. All bulk requirements for the zone have been met. It's a pretty straightforward subdivision. No new roads, municipal sewer, wells. Received a conservation permit in May. This isn't, I hate to make this sound simple, but this is about as straightforward as it can get for a subdivision. Sight lines have been met per the town agent. We're planning on, you know, residential homes, four residential homes, single family homes. About as straightforward as you can possibly get for a subdivision. So resubdivision. I really don't have much else to say other than the fact that there's not going to be a lot of grading issues. Sight lines have been met, tying into municipal sewer. We're going to be wells, received the conservation permit for wetlands. We talked about the drainage easement a little bit. We're helping out the town by extending the drainage pipe from the existing catch basins. We'd be handling the water on Chesterfield Road. We can see the interior lot back here. It'd be a nice private lot in the back. And then the remaining property is going to be attached to 237 Chesterfield Road, Mike's existing lot. So if anybody has any questions, be happy to answer them. Pretty straightforward situation here.
Any questions for Mr. Florick? Thank you very much.
So, okay, very good. Thank you.
As Meredith mentioned, there are some outstanding comments, so an extension has been granted by the applicant until our September meeting. There is a suggested motion to continue the public hearing.
Okay, I'll read it in.
I'm sorry?
I'll read it in.
Thank you.
I make a motion to continue the public hearing for application 25-4 for a four-lot re-subdivision of 257 Chesterfield Road, parcel ID 029-066-000 to the September 23, 2025 meeting.
I'll second that motion.
Sarah, because we opened the public hearing, should we ask the public if they have any comments?
Yes, I apologize, my notes.
No. I just figured I'd... So you can hold your...
If you wouldn't mind holding the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll hold a second.
Because we opened the public hearing last time, we will invite public comment again this evening since it's still open. The way that this works is that I'll ask three times each if anyone would like to speak in favor or opposed to the application. If you would, you can come forward, state your name for the record. We try and keep comments to 3 minutes or less. So again, I'll ask for anyone in favor and then opposed, and I'll do each of that three times, and then we'll move on to our motion to continue the public hearing. So that said, if anyone would like to speak in favor of the application, you may come forward and do so at this time. Hearing none, we'll move on to anyone that is opposed to the application that would like to speak. In favor? Opposed? In favor? And opposed. Okay, hearing no comments, I will now entertain a motion to continue the public hearing.
I gotta find it again. Sorry.
Joe, before you make that, can I ask?
Sure.
Sarah and Steph, is there any reason why we couldn't close the public hearing? Are you just waiting for incidentals?
No, their comments regarding some drainage.
All right. Okay. Very good. Sorry. Okay. Thought we could close it.
Just in case we close.
All
right. Very good.
Okay. So I'll try it again.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Joe.
Sure. I make a motion to continue a public hearing for application 25-4 for a four-lot re-subdivision of 257 Chesterfield Road, parcel ID 029-066-000 to the September 23, 2025 meeting.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, first and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, the public hearing will be continued until our September 23rd meeting. Thank you very much.
Okay, let's put it this way.
So as the application has been, the public hearing has been continued, there's no discussion or decision on that application this evening. So we'll move on to item 8, which is old business, of which we have none. Moving right along, we've got item 9, new business. 9A is 25-5, 158 Fitchhill Road, 055-037-000 for a three-lot subdivision. The owner is the estate of Helen Romano. The applicant is also the estate of Helen Romano. The application was submitted July 25th and received August 26th, and a decision is required by the end of October. The applicant is here this evening. Before they present, Meredith, what would you like us to know?
Sure. This application, the applicant is seeking to legalize a three-lot that were and correct a prior transfer of two of the lots that were created without a subdivision approval before the Planning and Zoning Commission. In May of 1999, map number 1612 was filed on the town of Mottville Land Records without subdivision approval. This map created two additional lots for a total of three lots. The lots are known as 136 Fitchhill Road, 154 Fitchhill Road, and 158 Fitchhill Road. The parcel known as 154 Fitchhill Road is currently developed with a single-family residence that was constructed in 1902 per the assessor field card. This parcel also has a garage with an attached shed and a freestanding shed per the survey provided as part of the application. Both 136 and 158 Fitch Hill Road are vacant parcels. This came up as 158 is for sale and a title search was done, and the attorney found that this was not done for this commission. Again, this is in the R80 zoning district. All of the lots meet all of the required minimum lot size, frontage, and setback requirements of zoning regulation section 7. This subdivision also contains wetlands, therefore they submitted an application to the Inland Wetlands Commission per subdivision regulation 3.4.2. A favorable report was issued by the Inland Wetlands Commission on August 21st, 2025. A copy of the letter is part of the record. In the application, the applicant had requested a waiver of section 4.1, section 3.6, and section 4.5.3 of the subdivision regulations. Section 7 of the same regulations state in part that no waiver shall be granted unless certain conditions are met. I did list all of those conditions in your staff report, which I will not read into. I did look into each of those sections, and the request for the waiver does not meet the conditions of Section 7. However, Section 3.6 and Section 4.5.3 pertain to public improvements, and there are no public improvements as part of this application. Therefore, staff feels these are non-applicable and would not need a waiver. Staff also requested the opinion of the town engineer in regards to Section 4.1, which has a requirement of a drainage report. Kyle Halbert of CLA feels that the drainage information provided on the plan is sufficient, and therefore a waiver is not necessary. So although they've asked for a waiver, staff feels that they don't need a waiver as these are not necessary. I have one small technical review comment left, which I'm asking them to add additional information to the erosion and sediment control note 1 on sheet 3 of 3, to add that the ZOWEO is to inspect prior to any disturbance. That can be, if the commission is inclined this evening to approve this, that can be a condition of approval. All other agencies' comments have been met, as you see on the agency comment section. And at this time, I will turn it over to Paul Garrity for the applicant.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Garrity from Garrity & Bonanno, New London, for the applicant, the estate of Helen Romano and the estate, Kevin and Tiffany Walls. As staff has indicated, this was an this was a subdivision that occurred illegally sometime in the 90s. We discovered it when the estate went to sell the property. So we're here trying to get everything corrected. I would say in terms of the waivers that we asked for, we did ask for, we're not proposing any public improvements because the one house is already there. The other two lots have been designed to show that they can support houses in the event that they were to be developed. Mr. Walls has told me that he has no, he owns the other vacant lot to the side of 395. I guess would be to the east. He has no intention of developing the second lot that he owns at this point in time. But again, in order to conform with the subdivision regulations, we showed that a second house or a house is possible on that lot and on the larger parcel. And as to the waivers, because we weren't seeking any improvements since the one house is already there, that's why we were asking for the waivers. But I think it's a moot issue at this point in time.
I'm showing you what occurred here. Fairly large parcel initially. This is the one lot right here that the estate owns. How and why they did this, this is the Walls property here, which has the house on it. And this is the other Walls lot that has is just vacant land. So we're asking the commission tonight to hopefully approve the application or a legal
questions for Attorney Garrity? Okay, thank you very much. All right, in your packet, you will find a suggested motion for a favorable approval. Would anyone like to read it into the record?
Okay, I'll go. I make a motion to approve with conditions number 1-1310 as indicated in the staff report dated August 25th, 2025. Application 25-5 for a three-lot subdivision of 158 Fitchell Road, parcel ID 055-037-000. In that, the application, supporting documents, and a plan set entitled, quote, Romano Subdivision, property of Helen Z. Romano, estate and Eric O. and Tiffany Walls. The property located at 136, 154, and 158 Fitchell Road, Town of Montville, County of New London, Connecticut, prepared by James Bernardo, Land Surveying, LLC, dated May 14, 2025, revised 8-19-2025, comply with all applicable sections of the Montville Zoning Regulations and Subdivision Regulations.
Thank you.
So I'll second that motion.
Okay. Any discussion? Mr. Secretary, can we do a roll call vote, please?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Longton.
Favor.
Commissioner Terry.
Favor.
Commissioner Jett, he's alternate, right?
No.
Oh, he's not alternate? Okay. Commissioner Gillette.
Abstain.
Okay. Commissioner Pike.
Favor.
Commissioner Zarin? Yes. Commissioner Pienaar?
In favor.
Commissioner Kubelik?
In favor.
Commissioner Summers?
In favor.
Commissioner Lundy?
In favor.
All in favor.
The application passes.
You had an abstention.
I'm sorry. We had an abstention.
Yeah.
For Commissioner Gillette.
But everything passes.
Right, but it still passes. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, item 9B is 25-6, which is 71 Moxley Road, 017-012-000, for a two-lot subdivision. The owner is Walter Wainwright, Jr. The applicant is Walter Wainwright, Jr. The application was submitted on July 30th and received August 26th. Our action this evening is to set a public hearing for September 23rd. Meredith, is there anything we need to know other than just setting the public hearing?
Just to set the public hearing.
Okay. Would anyone like to make a motion to set a public hearing for this application for September 23rd?
I'll make one.
Second.
No, I'll make it. Okay. I make a motion to set a public hearing for 25 sub B for 71 Moxley Road, 017-012-000 for two-lot subdivision. Owner Walter Wainwright, Jr., the applicant, and Walter Wainwright, Jr., submitted on 7/30/2025. They received 8/26/2025 public hearing to be set. Okay.
Okay. So we've got a motion. There was a
second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? Okay, the public hearing is set for next month.
Thank you.
Next on to new business, which is item 9C, which is election of a chairperson. I know I've spoken to each of you already about this, but due to some changes in my family, I've decided to step back as chairperson. I will remain on the commission, but the time has come to relinquish the chairperson role. I would like to put forward for our nomination Commissioner Pienaar, who was our previous chairperson and led us very well.
Does that need a second? I'll second that.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Or is there anybody else?
We have a motion for Commissioner Pienaar. As part of the discussion, is anyone else Would anyone else like to put forward someone else for chair?
Are there any nominations? Other nominations?
Okay. All right, let's take a roll call vote.
Oh. Okay. This is for Commissioner Pinas. Commissioner Longton.
Favor.
Commissioner Terry.
Favor.
Commissioner Gillette.
Favor.
Commissioner Pike.
Favor.
Yeah. Commissioner just earned a yes. Commissioner Pinas?
Yeah, I'm in favor.
Yeah, in favor for the other. Okay.
If you have to be.
Commissioner Kobelek.
In favor.
Commissioner Summers.
In favor.
And Chairperson Lindley.
In favor.
Okay, you got the job there.
Okay.
You're stuck with it again.
We have a new chairperson.
Sarah, thank you for being a great chair.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. You can't get away from this.
Right. Sarah, the staff appreciates everything that you've done for us. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, everybody.
You've done a great job.
I'll still be here. I'm not dying.
Yeah, right.
We're not letting you.
All right. Next, we'll move on to item 10, which is zoning matters and the zoning enforcement officer report.
Stacey Redford, zoning enforcement officer, for the record. This is the zoning wetlands report for the period of July 22nd through August 25th, 2025, for a total number of 212 inquiries. The zoning permits that were open at the beginning of the reporting period were 409. There were a total number of 13 permits closed with the issuance of certificates of zoning compliance and field inspections. There were 4 permits that were closed. There was a total of 22 field inspections. It was a total of 40 new zoning permits issued, giving us a total number of open zoning permits of 432. There are 4 new zoning complaints. There are currently 12 ongoing complaints and enforcement actions. There were 3 zoning complaints that were closed. No new wetland complaints. 2 ongoing wetland complaints. None were closed. And for inland wetland applications, there were a total of 8. 4 were approved, 4 were tabled. And there were no new ZBA applications. As I stated last month, we are still working at going through all open permits that we have and closing them out, whether they need inspections or they've expired and the people have made different plans, decided not to install whatever they had applied for. We are working at closing some of those permits out. So those numbers will be more accurate as we continue to work at that goal. We've been a little busy, but we've set a goal for it. Are there any questions?
I see this thing on 1607 Route 85 about operating a transfer station and something about it's on page number 3 at the very bottom.
1607 Route 85.
Yeah, what's the thing going on with them guys?
That's an ongoing violation we've been working with the state on. They have no actual permits to be operating a transfer station there, and I do have an active complaint that they are dumping material on that site. So I'm working with the state to work through that.
Physically, where is that, please? 1607.
Oh, let's see.
You know
firehouse?
Where Otto's is?
Yes.
It's 3, well, including Otto's, it's 3 places. 2, if you don't include Otto's. So tomorrow it's Otto's, tomorrow Trees, and then this location.
Thank you.
I believe it's AJC right Dumpster Service.
That's the lot.
Yeah,
that's,
I know where it is.
That's the lot that's cleared.
I know
cleared.
What you're talking about, yes.
That is right there.
That's the lot that's cleared.
They're just feeling
no.
That.
No, that's
right here.
For Phillips. Exactly. It says AJC.
Where all the crap is.
Look at the firehouse. Look at the one.
Yep. Right across from the fire department.
Yep. So I'm working with the state on that right now. It's not a very clear cut violation, so I need to work with the state.
Okay.
Department of Solid Waste. So.
Are they actually dumping?
Like a transfer station?
Well, it's a junkyard.
That's what I have.
Junkyard. Oh, so it's not garbage, it's...
Well, they're dumping dumpsters. That's what I have for an ongoing complaint.
Huh. That could be a fire hazard, no?
I'm from the Department of Solid Waste through the state, so we'll see where that goes. I can't tell from that.
They did get a permit through us to run the business there, is that correct? But... I think it's been a, I may be wrong.
I believe they got a site plan approval.
Yeah.
And the site plan approval, if I recall, was not actually for operating what they're doing.
Yeah, it wasn't for a transfer station.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you very much. We do not have a land use director report this evening, nor do we have other business. However, we do have two pieces of correspondence. The first is Selco Partnership Verizon regarding installing wireless facility within a right-of-way. Meredith, what do we need to know about this?
These are siting council applications that they have to forward to us, but the siting council on both of these correspondence that are on your agenda tonight, they will be issuing the approvals. It's a FYI.
An FYI?
Yes.
Okay. And so then just for the record, the second piece of correspondence is from Centerline T-Mobile Northeast LLC regarding a request for approval for a shared use of an existing cell tower. And again, these are for our information, not for our action. All right, we do not have an executive session this evening, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the meeting has been adjourned.